Son of a Witch, Disc 4.
4. In coming to their senses, Sister Doctor and Sister Apothecaire were gratified to find they still possessed their faces. The pack mules were nowhere to be seen, though, nor their food supplies, nor their hosts. "What is that engine in my brain?" said Sister Doctor, after she'd vomited into some ferns. "I feel as if the Jackal Moon had been down here snouting around in an unseemly manner." Sister Apothecaire adjusted her garments. "It must be the effects of the ceremonial pipe. Kicks like that. Who needs a city or an emperor?" They ambled in oppressive daylight. "I suppose we should think about what we're doing," said Sister Doctor. "Yes. If the Unimata are right, then the Scroll must be responsible for the scrapings. So we're liable to wander into hotter water if we are able to find them." "I think that's our calling, isn't it?" "Hmm." They had a choice, to venture farther into the foothills of the Kells and make their presence known to the Scroll, or to go back and claim they'd failed. Without discussing it further, they pressed on. Duty weighed more heavily than dread. The Maunts knew that their professional skills, to be loving, to be devout, to be local in their attentions and spiritual in their desires, had not prepared them to be government envoys. Still, since their Mauntery served as a way station for those who acted upon the stage of the world, the good sisters considered themselves at least as broad-minded as any other cloistered soul. Sister Doctor and Sister Apotomated, maybe 1,500, and a virtual zoography of physical types. The nomads tented in patterns that follow their occupations. Some castes managed the animals, primarily a huge herd of sheep collected from fell swards to be penned for a late winter lambing. Other castes specialized in creating sumptuous hangings and carpets from the wool of those same sheep. A contingent of fierce-browed young men with slender, tapering dark beards seemed to be a kind of clerk's collective, running here and there with instructions, corrections, assessments, revisions. Older men and women, some much older, managed the care of children with surprising mildness and efficacy.